Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Well, greetings, everyone, and how have you been? I tell you, it's been so etheric. I tell you, over on this side of the world, so many changes are happening in everything. Don't you agree? Well, again, we have to remind you of how important it is to have a balanced brain. Why is it so important for you to have a balanced brain? And how beneficial it is to you. Very beneficial. So I want to talk to you today about what balancing the brain does. So, you know, if I change my vocabulary and the tone that I'm speaking in, it's okay because I love you very much. And it seems as though balancing your brain has become not something that is at the top of your list and thinking about how important this is for your present future existence. There's been a lassitude and literally it's not really important attitude that you and the general public are demonstrating about the importance of your brain and making sure it's balanced. We had a nice little sweet little lady one day call in and tell us about how she balances her brain by making sure in the evening that she brushes her teeth with her left hand instead of her right, because she's normally right-handed. Don't simplify yourself to be so innocuous in your own life. Your brain is one of the most important instruments in this reality for you. Without it, you can't have a reality. And because of that, we're going to talk very intensely to you about why you want to definitely make sure your brain is balanced. You need both hemispheres of the brain, not just the left, not just the right, but the entire brain, and you haven't been using it. So if you can't use the left side of your body like the right side, you've got a neurologic problem. Yes, it's a dis-ease, whether you know it or not, and you want to address it. So without further ado, our sponsors want to say hello to you, and I will be right back. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Yes, our source is a neuron. So people who really talk about how they know God and how they're so spiritual, etc., they should be the first ones that should have a balanced brain and a fully mature peripheral nervous system. So if they're coming to you telling you that they're right-handed or left-handed, or this is what you observe, you know their nervous system is basically not balanced. They don't have equal use of the right and left hemisphere of the brain, nor is their peripheral nervous system balanced. So if God is a neuron, because you really cannot know your primal source, the source of all things, without having full access to the brain, well, then how much do they really know God? because the brain determines how much you're going to know. We all have the mind of God. Check that out. Did you know your mind is the mind of God, that your mind is the mind of the source of all things? But if you're working with a raggedy brain, a brain that's full of scar tissue because you've had a stroke or other diseases, hepatitis, post-traumatic stress disorder, a lot of these are hemorrhaging, then you have a restriction of the use of the number of neurons available to you. Very much so. And so each neuron has the equivalent of 4 laptop computers, each with 500 gigs of database. One neuron. That's right, one neuron is equal to one laptop computer with 500 gigs of hard drive and the RAM. 1 to 2 TB RAM. That's how fast the brain can process information. So without understanding how important just one neuron is and how much data it can hold, the software program, how fast it can process, now what do you think is going on with an individual who has scarring from seizure, chronic seizures, or strokes, or vascular bleeds in the brain, et cetera? And for those of you who say that you haven't had any trauma to the head or nothing that you've known about, however, you still are not able to use the right and left hand equally. You notice that when you always step forward, you're using only one foot per se, even though it may not be the most appropriate one to use. What are you doing? What are you doing? Except you're exhibiting that you have a limited use of your nervous system and your brain. You don't want to do that. You don't want to live this way at all, especially in these times to come. Now, what I'm doing right here is I'm looking through an incredible book. And to the extent that I can give you the translations, because some of the book definitely is quite complicated. Superficially, it appears. And so we have a radio show to do, and I definitely want to make sure that the information that you get in these few minutes is worth listening to and memorable. We don't want to go into the complications, but you've got to understand that you want to bring your entire mainframe computer on board. This is so important. One of the most astounding books I've ever seen. It is not inexpensive at all. I had to really contemplate for over 2 or 3 years if I wanted to invest in it, because it's hundreds and hundreds of dollars the book costs. But the book does what? Now, this is how each segment of our race family has been able to keep a major key that when we sit and exchange with our different cultures of our one race family, we will share among ourselves the incredible important components that will give us the full puzzle to put ourselves together for this variation that you see in our physical structure. Some members of our race family are very pale, what we call scientifically melanin recessive. We have the extreme of our sisters and brothers in our one race family that are very heavily pigmented. We call them eumelanated, melanin dominant, and they are full of tremendous information, but it's coded in the form of wavelength and frequency, commonly known as the electromagnetic spectrum. Now, the balancing program does so many things. Now, maybe this is the first time you're listening to this, so let me just give you a summary of the balancing. What is the balancing? Well, the balancing is the simple process of using dot, line, and curve in different positions in space and relationships to each other that allow you to literally restructure and reshape anything in this dimension. So every aspect of our reality is defined by a circle, a line, or a curvation, a curve. So whether that line bends on itself, forms a curve, or completes itself to make a circle, whether the line intersects with each other to make two intersecting lines, some people refer to that as a cross, to continue that section of space repetitively, making a fractal that finally looks like a star, for a line to give itself angulation but stay connected, we then start producing octagons, pentagons, pentabulas, etc. But it is a line that is bending at certain distances upon itself. Now, what is a line? A line is literally a collection of photons that are aligning themselves with one singular frequency. Very interesting. Yes, it is light. A line is light. A circle composed of the collection of photons that are arranging themselves in what we define as a circle. Very, very important. And it goes on and on. Now, I want you to be clear here about this mainframe computer that you call the brain, why it's so important, and bringing all of the brain into the same frequency. See, when you're not able to be left-handed or right-handed, that means the part of the brain is functioning at a different capability, at a different frequency. Blood flow is usually different, and definitely the energy moving through the brain is definitely gradated and different. And that becomes problematic. And because that's why a person will have a stroke on one side, potentially can have it on both sides. We hope not. But it is due to the energy gradient. Now I'm going to start talking about energy gradient here on this show because this is a multiple discussion. We just can't, in just one broadcast, just tell you how important it is for you to balance your brain. But everybody's talking about energy, you know, the vibration of energy. I need energy, you know. What are they really asking for? What are they really saying? And what's the relevance of your energy relative to your brain and your nervous system? Well, let me just come back to that after our sponsors speak to you, and we're going to get into the energetics of why you want to have a balanced brain. Yeah, I'll be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, did you hear that? The university is asking you to recognize that you've got to get the owner's manual to the physical body for you to be able to get through this incredible changing time where everything is going to stabilize itself and be incredible. But you got to get through this time, and you've got to be able to do what to do that. You got to get through change, change, change. Very, very, very important. Now, we talked about the energy. And for those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking about why it's important for you to balance your brain. What is the effects of having a balanced brain? And right now, we're going to talk about the energetics of having a balanced brain. Now, let's look at this from, you know, an everyday point of view. And you see someone do something great here. Okay. So I saw a little commercial. I thought it was just so cute. It wasn't really a commercial. It was more than that. It was just a vignette. There looks like they're in Spain somewhere or Italy, and this couple, probably in their late 30s, et cetera, are doing a salsa dance. And I mean, they're just really, the hips are flying, the feet are swiveling and everything. It's just very beautiful. And they were like out on the riverfront. So a lot of people had gathered around and everything. It was wonderful. And so he spins her out and, you know, finally she jumps up in his arms, et cetera, and she's arched backwards. And everybody gives him a great applause. Now, coming up through the crowd is an older, very older lady. She has gray hair, and she's kind of hobbling on a cane, et cetera, and she kind of had a mid-calf skirt on, and everybody kind of looks at her like, you know, who's this pushing through? And they let her through, you know, because they looked at her as being, oh, well, she's just an older lady, and, you know, she just wants to get a good look and everything. So the people kind of step aside, you know, let the old lady through so she could see, even though the couple had completed their dance. Well, as soon as she gets up to the male partner, she says to him, dance with me, dance with me. And he kind of looks at her up and down, and then the music spontaneously starts playing the salsa music. And then all of a sudden, this very older lady who appears somewhat decrepit drops her cane. She rips off the skirt that she had that was mid-calf, and now the skirt is mid-thigh. And she jumps, she puts her arm around the male dancer's neck and jumps up. And he just inadvertently just catches her in his arms, and they start dancing. Well, I tell you, that what appeared to be very decrepit old lady danced the salsa like you've never seen before. And he was swinging her around and up over his head and everything between his legs. And girlfriend was almost leading him. It was no issue for her to basically keep up. So they must have danced very well for about 2 minutes or so. And then as she again finally jumps up in his arms and arches backwards, just like the younger partner, everybody is speechless because they saw how she looked coming up through the crowd, having to, it appeared, to depend on this cane, and she turns into a totally different person. The energetics that she exhibited was 100% different than what she initially alleged. Now, this is very important to understand because this lady's nervous system, her capacity to keep tempo, to hold the rhythm, to stay in beat and alignment with him, to allow herself to be spit around in space as well as on her feet, were all about the functionality of her brain and her peripheral nervous system. The only thing at that point, as she was dancing, that looked mature is the fact that if you associate white hair with age, then you would do that. But there was nothing on her at all that made her appear as though she was declining, deteriorated in any way. even though we knew that she was mature. So I think that someone said that she was about 77 or 78 years old, et cetera. But there was nothing about her other than the fact that you associate white hair with age that she showed any type of decline because of the energetics, the amount of energy that was able to move through her brain. Now, see, you've got to come and start studying your body and become enlightened, educated about your body. Now, remember our definition here at the university. Look it up, education. The root word comes from the Latin word eudo, which means to bring that which is inward out, to bring that which is within out. So anyone who gets a genuine education is taught how to identify, utilize, maintain, and sustain, which is already within them. This is so important. And education is where you are consciously brought into the recognition of what qualities are within you, capabilities, how to use them, how to sustain them, and how to evolve them. That's education. Bringing that which is within out. Most people never become educated. They are perpetually indoctrinated. You are loaded with someone else's values, someone else's opinions, someone else's procedures, concepts, and ideas. But what does that have to do with what you brought into existence in your own incredible divine physical body? What does it have to do with that? And yes, everything is connected. So there is a relationship, but without you knowing you, without you knowing yourself, there is no relationship. You're totally lost because what you brought into this dimension was never well-defined, nurtured, refined, and evolved. That's the education. Now, what comes to me right now to tell you as an example, let's look at the Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. Now, most people, when they think about Michael Jackson outside of his music, they see suffering and misery and a lot of other things, which may be the case, but most people never recognize how he was educated. Nobody sees that he was a genuinely educated person, because that which was within him that he brought to this dimension was nurtured, it was developed, it was evolved on volition. He was just given the instrument, and they played them naturally. And that was practiced and enhanced and promoted to become one of the greatest bands, literally, and vocal groups on planet Earth. They did not go to any institution to be indoctrinated, let alone educated. It was Mr. Joseph Jackson that basically was their headmaster, their educator. Now, he talked about the fact, he, Mr. Jackson, the father, talked about the fact that he definitely used intense methods to insist that they learn how to focus. And the result he got was what he had always envisioned. World masters. World masters. Now, his technique, by everyone else, public and the media, they focused on the intensity of his techniques. Insistent presence, insistent focus to do what? To ensure that those brothers could move energy through the brain. Where there is energy, there's information. Where there is energy, you can shape and form anything. And this is what they did. This is why they were able to create a whole new genre of music. Michael Jackson, who was one of the first ones that would add visuality to music. So here we now have the video that enlivens the story that the music is revealing, along with demonstrating the rhythm through the movement of the body known as dance. And all of this was filmed. So this was like little teeny baby movies, never done before. So there was no institution that educated him to do that, because the institutions don't do that. They indoctrinate. He was educated in that which was in him from birth, recognized, was nurtured, promoted, disciplined, and evolved. Michael Jackson's greatest enemy, it appears, was his perception of how to interact with humanity outside of a rhythm and sound matrix of reality. Oh, you hear that word? Matrix of reality. Because he definitely demonstrated the matrix of rhythm and sound as it flows through the body. Now, he admits Fred Astaire, James Brown, Little Richard, all of them through what? Their nervous system, their brain, were able to have control over sound, control over rhythm, harmonics, and be able to discipline those muscles, bones, etc., through the brain and nervous system, so that they created a complete product which lives on today, even though their bodies are not present any longer in this dimension. Now, this is profound because they were masters of channeling energy, life force energy, through the rhythm harmonic matrix. We have certain areas of the brain that are brought into this dimension in the formation of the brain to master the harmonics of sound and the rhythms that can be generated from that. This is profound. So a lot of people, oh, I can't sing. Oh, I don't think I dance too well. Same thing with, oh, I don't write well. Or, oh, the numbers bother me. You're talking about the capacity to move energy through that brain. And you're admitting to a limitation only because you have not been educated. I'll be right back after this message.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. So we've been talking about education versus indoctrination. We have definitely shared with you the importance of recognizing that you come here full of information. Now, you can take these numbers down. The number of neurons you have that compose your brain, somewhere between 80 to 100 trillion. 80 to 100 trillion. You can't do much with one neuron or 10,000. Maybe you will know the difference between light and day. So can you write down 100 trillion? You know how many zeros that is? Yes, you have to start out with 12 zeros. And then we have actually digits in front of the 12. That's how many neurons you have. Do you understand that? And that's just a standardization. You have many, many more than that, even at birth. But at the rate that the body is changing so, and depending upon the environment and exposure to high quality energy, you can lose tens of thousands every day, as well as sprout new neurons in the hundreds of thousands every day. So it's about being able to break even at the standard level of 80 to 100 trillion. Now, those neurons together are a power pack of information because of the amount of energy that they can direct and hold and absorb from the environment. Yes, the brain absorbs energy from the environment. Pay attention. Through visualization, the imagery that you see, the geometry with the eyeballs, that's the only part of the brain that is directly exposed to the outward environment. All the other areas of the brain are encased in the body. Sound. You have two receptacles on either side of your head to process sound and to be able to discern rhythm and harmonics in that form of energy. Tactile energy. The whole outside of your body is covered by your brain. Did you not know that? Every organ on your body has a location on the surface of your body. That whole science and the mapping of that is known as the dermatomes. Dermatomes, those areas on the outside of your body, you just call it skin, are responsible for making sure that information in that particular area is relayed to the organ it's associated with, to the brain, and then back to the skin. So are you really walking around here thinking that just because your heart is in your chest, that your heart isn't getting direct information from your environment at all times, just because you don't see it has eyes, you don't see that the heart has ears, you don't see that the heart has hands, but it has a direct relay from the skin that is directly connected energetically and neurologically through the skin of the body. Yeah. So therefore, you know, a person is like, oh, this is what was said to me, and I could just feel it in my heart. Now listen to what they just said. Oh, I just heard that, and I just felt it directly in my heart, like a stab wound. Now, how could that be? You've heard something, so that means that the person most likely is not even near you. But you're having this sensation of literally significant discomfort in where? The heart. Now, how did that happen? How did that happen? We're talking about the capacity to process energies through the brain, because the brain is connecting everything. That's how it happens. And the first contact with the brain outside of the ear, the eye, the nose, the tongue, is the skin. See how much you feel if the skin on the palm of your hand is damaged. You won't want to feel anything. What about on the dorsum of the hand? The dorsum, you probably call that the back of the hand. Medically, it's known as the dorsum. The inside of the hand or the palm is known as the palmal surface. If it wasn't for the skin, the hand wouldn't have much meaning to you. That is the brain. Pay attention. Processing energies in your behalf. The heat you feel, that's an energy. The cold you feel, no feeling at all. Rough sensation, all of that is an energetic exchange processed by the nervous system. How can you walk around talking about you don't want to have a balanced brain when your whole life is dependent on how much your nervous system can process? How are you going to talk about you want to have this experience and you want to go here and you want to be able to do this, but you don't want to balance your brain? And when people tell you, oh, you're only using about 5 or 10% of your brain, oh, you think that's cute. And you go on fidgeting with focusing on the clothes and the shoes and the cars and the all this other stuff that without the brain, you couldn't do anything with it. Listen to me. Your skin is the most outer surface of the brain. So you could not wear a shirt, a blouse, a skirt, trousers, pants, or nothing if this aspect of the brain was ruptured, damaged, etc. Wear it even. But that's your brain. So I haven't even gone into the deeper levels of the body. I'm just trying to get you to understand the energetics of your life. And where are you going to go with that when it's extremely out of balance? Because if one side of the body is not developed, you can tell that by how you use it. You can only use one side of the body better than the other. Your energetics is way off. What are you doing? Where do you think you're going to go beyond that, except to the grave, which is what has happened to all of these great people that I'm telling you about? Incredible and awesome education in harmonics that Michael Jackson received. Still in awe. The other areas of the brain were not completely developed energetically because he was not educated in a balanced way in other areas of his life. And because that imbalance was so severe, relative to the extraordinary functionality of the harmonic aspect of his nervous system, he couldn't even sleep at night and found it was necessary to basically have to shut the whole nervous system down because of the energetics were out of balance. And most people are living through that. And it's not anything we're supposed to just tolerate and hope that it gets better. All you have to do is balance the brain, and it makes 100% difference. I'm really being, just really humble. It makes a 10,000% difference. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. My sponsors want to say hello. I'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUL University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
You've got to learn how to navigate this incredible body that you want to drive your car, wear the clothes, sit on the sofas, walk into the houses, go skiing, horseback riding, all these different things. You don't know how to navigate the body, the energetics. And what's so wonderful is that you have a university now that will allow you to do that. And a university that comes right to your computer. You want to come to class in the park, at your desk, your favorite log cabin, on your iPad, on the bus, wherever. You have no excuse now not to learn how to operate the physical body. And one of the things that's very necessary in this university, the JUL University of Immortal Sciences, is that you have, first of all, have to complete the development of your mainframe computer, the brain, and its peripheral nervous system. And from there, now you can roll with anything, anything, if you choose. Now, nothing can override your will, regardless of how balanced your brain is. You don't want to do it, it's not happening. You want to do it, oh, it will be done. Will is the key. But a will without a brain really doesn't exist. So if you're having problems with the use of your will, which is all part of how you manage your energies, you've got to look at where that main management software programs are installed in the body. And it is in the nervous system. This is the problem with people who have addictions. There's an imbalance in the brain. You got to bring it into balance so that you can redirect the will, the energetics here. Energy, this is the key. So if you're just tuning in, you definitely want to go and listen to this replay. And, of course, you're always welcome to come to the radio station, thejewelnetwork.com, thejewelnetwork.com. We have the shows right there for you. And something that's coming up again, real exciting, is subscribership to the JUL Network, where you will have access to all of our archives. Now, we have many archives that are not available to many individuals because we're putting them in a new arrangement. They've come from recent activities outside of the radio broadcast. It's available to subscribers. You're our family. We are dedicated to ensuring that you become capable of navigating your body. And to demonstrate mastery of your body, you can come to the university, the JUL University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, to finally become degreed in mastership of the human body. This is very important. And for those of you who are not aware, you have to understand that JUL is an acronym for a state of consciousness. I'm honored that it's my name, but it is the representation of a state of consciousness. Now listen to this. JUL is an acronym for being justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. You are justifiably enchanted. Look up the meaning of enchanted with enlightened living. That means you really know what the hell you're doing here. It really means that you understand that you're here to eradicate hell and make sure that heaven is everywhere because you are enlightened. And you're justifiably so because you recognize who and what you are. So, of course, your life, you are a jewel because you're justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. Become the jewel that you were born to be. And that means that you have to be educated. That information has to be attention. If you haven't figured it out, many of you all don't know what my purpose is. Then that means you don't know who and what you are and what you've brought here. But it's okay. The university will shed, no pun intended, light on that in you. So you can get busy on your road of becoming justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. That you can direct your energies appropriately that will have you walking around always looking like a Cheshire cat. And that is the cat that always has the great big grin on its face of contentment and peace and confidence and assuredness, total control over the self. We got to start with the energetics, and the energetics can only be mastered through the complete development of the nervous system and the unification of the segments of the brain. This is why you want to have a balanced brain. And you want to put that before everything. So people are only walking around here thinking, oh, it's so cute, I can only use 10% of the brain. Now, let me put that in the problem perspective before we end this broadcast, because this is part one of why you want to have a balanced brain. Access in consciousness of your entire brain, you will always see most of your life as a mystery. That you will see so many things happening in your life and you'll just dismiss it to God's will or, oh, what a blessing, or, oh, the angels, or, you know, why? Because the consciousness cannot access these areas of the brain where the capacity to comprehend the movement of energies become a standard for you. Of course, we have conscious beings that you can label as angels. Of course, there is a primal source, the source that everything comes from. And what is your identity as a part of the primal source? It's God. That's who you were and have always been. But it's very difficult for you to process that when the areas of the brain that have all the software programs that are modulated and processed by that awareness are not accessible to you because the energetics that are needed to infuse and bring your conscious energetics into that area of the brain have not been activated. Now, every area of the brain gets blood supply, obviously, with necrosis, and we would see it as just dead tissue up in your head. Of course, you'd have a lot of symptoms before it got that severe, but of course, the brain is receiving blood, oxygen, but you, as a conscious energy being, you're not able to get into the area of the brain energetically. You cannot ride the crest of the energies necessary for you to get up into your own brain. Now, that's part of the microtubule system that's a problem. And this is the same system that acupuncturists use to modulate what? The energies, the chi energies, the ki energies in Japanese, the chi energies in Chinese. You are the energy. You nut. I just have to say it that way. You nut. You're the chi energy. And you can't even get up into all of your brain. That's what we talk about here at the university, as to how you're only using 5 to 10%. It's not that it actually has a physical blockage or that it's shriveled up or anything. No, it's just energetically you can't access these areas of the brain because these little teeny-weeny highways, these meridians, are not allowing you to pass. Think on that. I'll be right back after this message, and then we'll be closing out, so stay tuned.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
I tell you, this is what we're talking about here. Immortality comes with the mastery of energy and energy movement. It's awesome. So here's our last 5 minutes before it's time to go. And energy is the key. You must become educated about how to utilize your energy through your brain and nervous system. This is so important. That nervous system of yours is critical. Don't dismiss it. And don't think that it's just something that, oh, it's not really important at all. Don't do that because you're going to get the result of losing your body. You have to understand that. It's amazing. They have a commercial here on some of these TV stations where they have all these people lined up in this area that has water flowing all around it. It's really kind of dark. I'm like, well, why do they have this lighting dim and it's kind of dark? And it has to be hundreds of people lined up. Then you hear this voice talk about the fact that, oh, there's new hope and new opportunity for all of you waiting for liver transplants. Consider live donors. And then you see people walking up ever so often to a person in line, giving them a hug, implying that they're willing to basically donate part of their liver to them. That is all about energies. One of the first organs that we knew that could regenerate very rapidly was the liver. In very what I call archaic medicine, oh, no other tissues in the body really regenerate except the liver. You can live without almost 75% of your liver. So it doesn't take much healthy liver to basically allow you to have a head start. But now if the liver can regenerate so rapidly, why do you have to have a head start? See, nobody was asking that question because that required more brain tissue. And still right now, we can take livers from the dead and they work and people who are sick. Then you want to take livers from healthy people, give them a piece of it, and then it works. Well, I say to you, if this person learn how to redirect the energies in their body, their own liver could regenerate. Then we move to that thought. But see, that requires a different area of the brain to be activated energetically. So I say to you that your life, your very life, your immortal life, all depend on you being able to modulate energies. You don't want to play around with your nervous system and your brain and think that it's okay for you not to have access to it. That is foolish. I'm telling you right out straight, it's foolish. You get very focused here and you start investing your attention, your resources, and your time in developing your nervous system, your brain, and your peripheral nervous system. You're going to see your whole life change. So next week, we're going to talk about the brain at a deeper level, because you're freaking out too much with all your fears and all your insecurities. You're paranoid about everything, et cetera, and you don't recognize that's all in you. You're the one that's doing the most harm to yourself because you deny full development of your nervous system and full integration of your brain. You've got to put your mind on what matters. You've got to put your resources on what matters, your brain and your nervous system. So we're in our fall semester. Take advantage of it. Join the balancing program immediately. Our second course, you got to learn how to tell time. You don't tell time by a machine. Come to the website, juis.education. Excuse me, juis.education. For the Juul University of Immortal Sciences, that's what JUIS represents, juis.education. Check out our curriculum, your immune system. They're going around putting who knows what in your body because you don't have enough energy. You're not educated to know how to operate your own immune system. Stop it. Learn how to do that. Listen to Dr. Pierman's radio show, Psychoneuroimmunology, that comes up tomorrow, and join her class. You can help yourself, help your children. You are the greatest vaccine ever made. Your consciousness. Stop playing games. Get the knowledge. And then, of course, you can join me to learn how to build and work with others. This is a serious problem here. Serious problem. So come to the website, juis.education. Check out our fall courses. Definitely join the Dr. Juul's Brain Balancing Program. You've got to have your brain last birthday, whenever that was. You got to have your brain. You got to balance this. Let's do this. Stop playing games with your life. I'll see you next week. Join us tomorrow for the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with Dr. Pierman.
Thank you for listening to the Juul Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Juul here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Juul Network, hosted by thejuulnetwork.com and Juul University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Juis. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejuulnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejuulnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Juuls. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Juuls, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Juul Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.